We're talking this morning with Michael Locke. He's the athletic director at Norbert. How are you, Coach?
Good. How are you this morning, Chris?
Oh, doing just fine. I guess it's that time of year already. You're looking for sign-ups for your annual 5K event.
You know, when we got this thing started last year, my goal was to have anywhere between 50 to 75 runners or walkers, whatever, would show up and want to do our event. And I was amazed last year. I was going back and look. We had 161 participants last year doing the 5K, and my goal this year, after being so successful last year, was try to get it up to 200 and have another successful 5K.
And, of course, it is a part of the Soybean Festival and also an important fundraiser for the Norbert Athletic Department.
Right. We take the proceeds, and all of the money that we raise goes to the Norbert Athletic Department. And, you know, we had some really good sponsors last year. TPA&Q Screen Printing did our shirts last year for a really good price, and then we had a man from Columbia come down, and he did the ready, set, results. So everything will be computerized again. They show up. They have the bibs ready. They put a chip on their shoestring, basically. And when they cross the starting line, it starts their time. And when they get back and across the finish line, it stops it. And we've got printed results for, you know, your age level, if you are a walker or a runner or whatever category you decide to go in. So it's really neat, and I know a lot of people really like that, and we're going to do that again this year. I've already talked to the guy from Columbia, and he's going to come back and do it again for us. You know, I'm sitting here, even Chloe's with me, who was 8 last year. Her and I walked in it together last year, so it was her first 5K at age 8. So, you know, it's for everybody. We even had some moms pushing strollers in it last year. I think Robbie Locke came down and ran in 19 minutes. So we had every category from, you know, some people it took them 60 minutes almost to walk it to some people in 19 minutes to run it. So I encourage everybody that would like to get out and get a little exercise on August 10th up at the Soybean Festival. We'll meet at the high school like we did last year. Registration starts at 7. I'm just really excited and ready to get it going. The only bad thing, August 10th means school's about to start, but I guess we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty close to school time for sure. Now, we're 1 month away from the race, but what is the sign-up deadline going to be?
Well, the sign-up deadline, I really need everybody's info to get a shirt. Peggy does a good job getting me the shirts, but if I can have your registration by, you know, the beginning of August would be okay, August 1st or so, I'd like to have it, so I'll give her 10 days to get my shirts to me and ready to go. But, you know, I'm going to give you my number. It's 542-4449, and you can get a hold of Michael Locke, and I got some forms with me if you want to register over the phone, and I'll fill everything out for you beside your signature, and I'm going to leave some forms up here with you, Chris, and if they want to stop by the station here and grab a form, or I'll have some forms with me at school. So I will also leave some forms with Brett Lyon. He's working up at the YMCA across from Sonic. He's done a good job helping me. He'll have some blank forms, so if you want to walk in there and get one. But anyways, we sure hope you come out and not only do something good for your body and get some exercise, but also help the Norbert Athletic Department.
And I noticed, too, that you've got a sponsor list from quite a few businesses that have been able to help out with this. Did you want to acknowledge them?
Well, there are so many, and, you know, they all, I think everybody, and if you're interested in donating to it, we put everybody's, or all the sponsors' names on the back of the shirt last year, and the sponsorship was $50, and basically everybody that has a T-shirt has your business or your name on the back of their T-shirt, and there were just so many of them. You saw the list, and Ray Carroll, BP Pipeline, Making Waves, Line and Line, Excellence, Town and Country, Hometown Pharmacy, DeKalb, Heartland Farm and Lawn, MFA, Remedies, Franken and Brown, Painter Farms Logging, Plockey's Collision, Burmaster and Associates, Lebo Oil, Home Saving, Shapes Dance and Acro, CNC Iser Construction, Wade Mertens Meyer, Goppert Financial Bank, Bittaker Funeral Home, The State Bank, Perry Agriculture Lands and Farm Management, Mullins Farms, Lock Pallet and Warehouse, Dr. Marvin Ross, and Core Farms were our sponsors last year. It was sure appreciated. Like I said, we're super excited. I'm glad you let me come in and talk about it again, because I know last year after you aired our interview, man, my cell phone rang off the hook for a long time, and that was great because I kept the forms with me no matter where I was, and I'll get your name down, shirt size, and stuff like that. So that day of the event, you know, that's one good thing about living in a small community. A lot of these people, I get them signed up, and I can trust that they're going to be there. It's not like I'm going to sign their name up and they won't pay. I know they'll sign up, show up, and So that won't be a problem. So just give me a call, and 542-4449, I'll get you registered, and we'll be excited to have you and make this our second annual event another successful one.
The Norburn Soybean Festival 5K coming up on the 10th of August. Did we forget anything else, Coach Locke?
No, we didn't. Thank you, Chris, for letting me come on here and advertise this a little bit, and we look forward to seeing everybody. We'll have, you know, some fruit and water for you guys at the race, and, you know, show up early, get registered early, because that way we can get started at 8 o'clock, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Michael Locke, Athletic Director at Norburn, thank you, sir.
Thank you.